Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Hello, and welcome to this new episode of my Yinmersion event coming back this June on popular demand. So Yinmersion is coming back this June. This is a free 3 days online experience for yoga teachers and practitioners who want to explore yin yoga through a deeper, more embodied and trauma-sensitive approach. The last time I offered this experience, quite a few people signed up and wanted to join, but for some, the timing didn't work, life got in the way, schedules didn't align, or it simply wasn't the right moment yet. And since then, this community has grown quite a bit. There are many of you who weren't part of that first round, but are already exploring this work in your own way through my content or my free offerings. So bringing Yinmersion back felt like a natural next step. A way to open this space again, both for those who missed it before and for those who are newer here and curious to experience this approach more directly. Because what we are working with here is not something that fully lands through information alone. You can read about the nervous system. You can learn about yin yoga, meridians, emotions, and all of that is valuable. But there is a difference between understanding something conceptually and actually recognizing it in your own body. And honestly, I think this is where many people get stuck in the yoga world. They collect more information, attend more workshops or trainings, read more books, consume more content, yet something still feels disconnected internally. You can understand the nervous system conceptually and still override your body every day. You can intellectually know that rest is important and still feel deeply uncomfortable slowing down. You can teach yin yoga for years and still realize there are parts of yourself you have never actually sat with in stillness. And this is not a failure. It's simply the difference between knowing something with the mind and actually experiencing it in the body. That kind of understanding takes time, it takes practice, and often it takes the right environment to begin noticing what has been there all along. That's the space Yinmersion is designed for. Yinmersion will be a free 3 days online experience where we're going to explore yin yoga through the nervous system, emotional awareness, and internal experience. Each day, we will have guided yin yoga practices where the focus is not on achieving a shape, but on noticing how your body responds to the shapes. You will be invited to observe your sensations and the subtle shifts that happen when you stay present without rushing to change anything. Alongside the practices, I guide you through the underlying concepts in a very accessible way. We look at how the nervous system responds to slowing down, why stillness can feel supportive in some moments and challenging in others, and how to recognize those patterns in your own experience. Because slowing down is not neutral for the nervous system. And I think this is something that is still very misunderstood in the yoga space. There is often an assumption that if a practice is slow, gentle, or quiet, it must be automatically feel calming. But many people actually discover the opposite. Stillness can feel confronting. Spaciousness can feel unfamiliar. Even rest can feel vulnerable for a nervous system that has adapted to constant doing, productivity, caretaking, or staying mentally occupied all the time. So part of this work is learning how to recognize those responses without preferably judging them. Instead, we begin approaching those moments with curiosity and understanding. There is also a space for reflection, so you're not just moving through the experience, but actually integrating what you notice. This is often where things begin to make sense on a deeper level. I also offer a shared space where you can connect with others inside the experience, navigating these layers. If you cannot join live for all sessions, you will still be able to take part in your own time. All practices and teachings will be recorded and shared with you, so you can move through the experience at a pace that feels supportive for your nervous system, revisit anything that resonated, and allow the material to land more gradually. What tends to happen over those 3 days is quite subtle, yet very meaningful. People begin to recognize patterns in how they approach stillness, where they tend to push a little further than feels supportive, where they tend to disconnect, where they hold, and also where something softens naturally, without effort. From there, the practice starts to shift. There is less focus on doing it right and more curiosity about what is actually happening. For practitioners, this is often a turning point where Yin Yoga becomes something much more personal and grounded. For teachers, it offers a different perspective on how to guide others through these spaces with more awareness of what might be happening beneath the surface. This is also the bridge into the deeper work, because once you begin to notice these patterns, it becomes clear that there is more to explore. And that's where the immersion connects into the larger container of my training for those who feel ready for that step. At the same time, there is absolutely no pressure to go anywhere beyond these 3 days. You can just come join me, take what resonates, and let it integrate in its own time. For me, offering this again now also feels aligned with where I am personally. My pace has shifted a lot over the past months. There is more listening, more awareness around energy, more attention to what feels sustainable, and Yin immersion fits into that rhythm quite naturally. Especially with my live trainings pausing after June for a period of time, this also becomes a way to stay connected and continue sharing this work. You don't need to be experienced or flexible to join. What matters is your willingness to be present with your own experience and approach it with a bit of openness. If that's where you are right now, you are very welcome to join Yin Immersion. I will share the link to this free offering in the description. Thank you so much for listening, and I hear you in the next one. If today's episode resonated with you, and you feel called to explore this work more deeply, here are a few gentle steps that you can take. You can download my free ebook, Meridians, Emotions, and Yin Yoga, which is a nice entry point into this topic. You can try the free emotional and nervous system Yin Reset, designed for you to experience how my integrated signature approach, the Meridian Emotion Nervous System Yoga Method, works in practice. You can also watch my free trauma awareness webinar called Trauma Informed Yoga Foundations. You are invited to join my next live 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training in Thailand, or my 30-hour The Art of Trauma-Informed Space Holding course, also held in Thailand. Upcoming dates and details and links will be shared in the description. If traveling is not an option for you right now, or you are planning to complete my teacher trainings while I'm on my maternity break, you can also join my online self-paced 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training, or join the waitlist of the online self-paced 30-hour The Art of Trauma-Informed Space Holding course. The details and links of all these offerings are going to be shared in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for being part of this community.